Laura Misjek, who is a great writer with the Lansing State Journal. Good evening, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Haven't talked with you in a little bit. I'm glad to talk with you this evening. You've been writing some great articles, and I've been following the story, as so many people have, for the 28-year-old Holt man who fell into the Grand River Wednesday evening, and they haven't, and to my knowledge, haven't been able to find him yet. Tell us where we are on the story today.
Well, police have finished searching today's shift. Right now, they were doing diving, looking under the water Wednesday night when the man went missing, and Thursday, and today they started looking along the shore of the Grand River using boats. So they're doing that in about 4-hour shifts. So they finished their 4-hour shift today, and they're going to continue tomorrow again looking at along the shore of the river.
Well, I guess we'll back up a little bit here. I got ahead of myself with the backstory. It was a group of canoers and kayakers out on Wednesday evening, of course, during some great weather that we were having. Tell us what happened, how this story started.
Right. Well, there were three canoes and a kayak, and this man was in the kayak. And what happened is, in the area on Grand River, which is where they're looking, is near Waverly Road and Burke Highway in Delhi Township, there was a large log jam in the river. It took up about two-thirds of the width of the river, and two of the canoes were able to make it past it fine, and this man who was in the kayak got caught up in the log jam, and his brother happened to be in one of the other canoes, so his brother had waited for him to get out of the kayak so he could get into the canoe. And while the man was trying to get from his kayak to the canoe, and I guess he was doing this by trying to walk across the log jam, he fell into the water. And police told me that witnesses there said that he was able to hold on for a little bit, but the current took him underwater, and that was the last anyone had seen him.
I can't imagine what that was like for the two canoes of his friends and apparently family with his brother watching this happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm sure it's devastating.
And now, so obviously he goes under, doesn't come back up. The folks in the canoe are then trying to find him and call for help?
Right. We know police were called about 5:45. I'm not sure, you know, if there was much time between when he went underwater and when police were called. But police searched from Wednesday night until about dark, until dark. And then they continued searching at 11. But they had to call in the Ingham County Road Commission Thursday morning to clean up all of this debris, this log jam where the kayaker got stuck in, because the divers couldn't see anything or really couldn't maneuver underwater because of all that debris.
So I'm guessing it was probably thought that by moving the debris, that he might be in that debris caught up somewhere.
Right. Or it would be easier to find him. I mean, even with the debris gone, divers could only see about a foot underwater. So,
yeah,
I do think that they believed that he was still going to be in that same area. Otherwise, they wouldn't have spent so much time looking there. But they haven't been able to find them.
Yeah, well, logic, when I heard that they were bringing in the heavy equipment from reading your article, I thought, oh, you know, this is going to be awful, but was hopeful that they would at least find him there for the family. So what about the flow of the river? Are you hearing that that's a big part of it? Is it moving swiftly because of all the rain that has been? Is it pretty high?
Yeah, that's a huge factor. Police out on the scene yesterday were saying that the current was even fast for the divers out there. I guess the water was going about 5 to 6 miles per hour, which is pretty strong. And they believe it was going that fast when the man fell into the river as well.
Well, and for anybody, and I've done some canoeing and kayaking in rivers, and it can look all calm and tranquil on top as you're going along, but you can get in trouble pretty darn quickly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you never know what it's like underwater until you happen to fall in there, and you might get into some trouble. So
well, and as you mentioned, Laura, the water, you know, we're not talking about a nice clear lake. We're talking about a muddy moving river that's picking up sediment and moving it around all the time, too. These divers have to be exhausted as well because they're feeling the emotional part of this story as well, trying to find this man for his family.
Right. And yesterday out at the scene, his family was there, you know, watching all day long. I spoke to his father, and he was there Wednesday night, and he was there all day Thursday watching his divers search the river, trying to find his son.
Well, and the quotes in your article about him, from the father are just gut-wrenching, are just heartbreaking. I want to find him. I want to get him out. I want to take him home. I can't imagine, and I have done those interviews before with family members, and I do know, Laura, that's a hard interview because they want to talk. It's just hard to know what to ask and to talk to them about.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And he even said he's not sure exactly what happened, you know, because if 10 different people are out there, they have 10 different stories of what exactly they saw. So he was just hoping that they would find his son and get some sort of closure.
Well, and so at this point you said they were surface searching, meaning do the divers not plan on going back in at this point, or they're going to wait for something to spark an area of interest for them?
Right. At this point, they just plan on continuing with the surface searching with the boat. But if they do get a call, someone sees something, the divers will go back out there.
So that's what it is at this point for folks along the Grand River from that area, as you said, the Waverly Road and Burke Highway area, and then following the flow of the river. It would be an awful thing to see something, but boy, this family does need some help and I don't know if closure is the word, but they need to have an end to this story.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Well, I appreciate you talking to us about this and bringing us this story. I know you're going to continue to follow it. And I guess we wrap up did any of the folks have life jackets on that we know of?
I was just told today that they know the man who fell in the river did not have a life jacket on. I can't speak about the other people in the party, but the man they're searching for did not have one.
Well, it's a terribly sad story. I understand the gentleman. He's not being identified yet, but I would assume since he's 28 years old, he has children, that they're young children.
Yes, I heard that they're young children. I don't know their ages. But I believe they're in elementary school.
Oh, well, as if the story wasn't horrific enough, it's so very sad for everybody involved. Laura, thank you for your time in telling us the very latest on this, and we'll continue to follow your stories in the Lansing State Journal.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.